Monday, the 7th of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, over the weekend, I had someone ask me a question. How do we know who God is, or indeed anything about God? And I thought about that question, because it's an important question. Well, how do we know? What are our sources for revelation? So, what do we mean by divine revelation? Revelation comes from the Latin revelare and means to unveil or to disclose. So when we're thinking about revelation, we're thinking about, well, how does God unveil God's presence to us? How do we begin to be aware of who God is? When we think about this, we need to remember that the first place in a way that we encounter God's revelation is through creation. Even before the scriptures were written, human beings were aware of God, aware of something beyond their understanding in their lives. And we see this in all human cultures. If we look back in the history of all human beings all over the planet, we will see signs that they knew that there was something more to life and to death than what could be just seen around them. One of the ways we can see this, social anthropologists tell us, is by funeral rites, by the way that human beings have been dealing with the dead. And every single culture on this planet has a special way of dealing with the dead that helps the living come to terms with having lost someone. But we also see it in creation. William Barry, a Jesuit, writes that after scripture, the next most privileged place of encounter with the divine is in nature. When we look at beauty in nature, when we look around and see the stars, see the sun, feel the wind, when we are in the sea or playing on the beach or leaning against a tree, or smelling a rose, or holding a small furry animal. All of these things show us the divine. They move us beyond ourselves, if we allow them to. Jesuit poet Hopkins talks about how the world is charged with the grandeur of God, how God's love is evident everywhere if we just open our eyes and pay attention. The world is shot through with divine love. Saint Augustine very beautifully writes, "Question the beauty of the earth, for their beauty is a confession. They say, these beauties are subject to change, but who made them, if not the beautiful one who is not subject to change?" So he's kind of summing what I've been saying. That if we look at the beauty of the earth, if we look at the beauty of the world, all the beauty that we see says, look, I am showing you God who made me. I am a reflection of the love of God made manifest in the earth. And so there's the sense that God reveals God's self through God's creation. I sometimes like to look at sources that aren't even Christian sources, and we see some of those ideas coming through. Some of you will have watched the movie Pocahontas, and you will remember that beautiful song in Pocahontas. And in that song, you hear a little bit of this truth coming through. The chorus goes like this: "You think you own whatever land you land on, that the earth is just a dead thing you can claim. But I know every rock and tree and creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name." And so that's coming out of Native American spirituality, that idea. But it resonates with something in our own Christian tradition, that everything, every creature, every tree, every rock is created by God. And to some extent, it reflects God's love in the world. When thinking about creation, when thinking about the beauty of the world, we're constantly being asked, I think, to be aware of the one who made it. When you see a beautiful sunset, it becomes a beautiful spiritual experience when we are giving glory to God for the beauty of the sunset. Or when we hear the birds singing and our own heart is filled with the beauty of God's creation and we are inspired to praise God. Or when we see the water, see its purity and its goodness and its life-givingness, and it makes us think of God. I want you today, this is my challenge, to do one thing in nature. Go outside, feel the cool air on your face. Stand in the sunlight, feel the warmth of the sun, feel the grass or the bark or smell a flower or pet an animal, and allow yourself to be aware that the earth is beautiful and that God made it that way. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that we might open our hearts to sense your divine love in all things. Amen.